ever have a crush on your teacher? Well, it's going to become a lot more common in Texas, at the University of Texas. I'm going to tell you why coming up in just a second. First, a 30-year-old man was found trespassing on Taylor Swift's property in Rhode Island, and the same thing happened a couple of weeks ago. And I'm talking about this because I have become worried. Taylor has more trespassers and break-ins than any celebrity, I think. Mm-hmm. Every week, it seems like we're talking about somebody who's made their way onto her property.
Yeah, she had a couple. She had some really serious stalking issues. I thought it was always the same person, though.
Then this is apparently not a repeat offender, this guy. He claimed he had talked on the phone with Taylor and said he was there to marry her. Just last month, another guy, a 32-year-old man, was arrested. He had a metal bat, gloves, lock picks, and a crowbar, and he was like, I'm just here to catch up with Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, sure you are.
Isn't that awful? God,
that's really, really eerie.
I know. I don't know how she sleeps at night, and why doesn't she have better security?
That's my first issue. I mean, I don't know what her security is like, but I mean, you could get a fortress with the kind of money you have that she has.
You know, one of the new songs on her album is called Cornelia Street. Have you guys heard this one?
That's not yet. Kind of heartbreak time could never mend. I
never walk Cornelia Street again. Oh, I love that whole album. I do. But she sings about her Cornelia Street apartment in New York.
Okay.
And she had moved into this condo a few years ago, and the landlord at the time had no idea who she was. I bet she really misses those days,
Blondie,
right?
Where's the rent?
Yeah. He was like, I'd heard of Taylor Swift music, but I never really put two and two together, and he wasn't a big pop culture guy. Mm-hmm. So for a while she was living on Cornelia Street, she had this super peaceful private oasis.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, exactly. And then soon people like on the street found out who she was, and it became a complete zoo.
And everyone's there to marry her.
Exactly. Speaking of Taylor Swift, her best friend, Ed Sheeran, after 2 years of touring and bringing in more money than any musical tour in history, Ed Sheeran has announced he's taking a break from music. Place your head on my beating heart. I don't know why I feel sad about it.
It doesn't strike me as a peaceful break. Like, he's got some stuff to deal with.
Well, he said it's bittersweet for sure, wrapping up the tour. He said he won't be playing any gigs for 18 months. You're right. I mean, he is going to relax with his friend. He does have a couple of court dates coming up, too, because he's been accused of ripping off a couple of different songs. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, he doesn't deal with that. He pays people
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And even if he's found guilty of ripping off the songs, which I don't believe that he was at all. Like, they said that Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On sounds like Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
He can afford it. He'll pay the money and go on with his life.
Well, they're still suing him for over $100 million, I think.
Really?
Was the number I saw? Yeah.
They won't get it.
Yeah.
And it's also probably still pocket change for Ed
Sheeran. Must be nice.
All right. Have you ever had a crush on a teacher or a professor?
Yes, Miss Bromberg.
Yeah.
Back in grade 8.
I think everybody has, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, it's about to become extremely common at the University of Texas because, get this, Matthew McConaughey just took a job as a professor at the school.
Oh, wow.
Like a full-time professor?
Like a full-time job,
Just a guest speaker?
No, not a guest speaker. Wow. He actually got his degree from the school back in 93. That's where Matthew McConaughey graduated from. And now he's returning. He's going to be teaching a script-to-screen film class.
I mean, who's going to take him seriously, though, as a teacher? I don't think I could take him seriously.
I would.
His classes would be so long if he talks how he normally talks.
No.
He's such a slow drawl.
People are going to be lining up to take this course.
Yeah, and then lining up after the course to take selfies with him.
Yeah.
And he's going to have some sort of like little affair with one of the students or something. I can't wait.
And that'll become a movie.
I want to know if he's getting the paycheck, because a university professor on average makes about $75,000 a year.
Nice, not bad.
And so I'm like, did he sign a contract saying he's going to get paid that? Because you wouldn't think he'd need that kind of money.
I can't see him signing a contract. I think he'd do it for fun. Somebody like Matthew McConaughey, this is like a little hobby for him.
A little challenge.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. I wish I could go back to school.